World Extreme Cage Fighting 32 goes down this Wednesday, February 13th, from Albuquerque, New Mexico, with the main event pitting welterweight champ Carlos Condit, putting his belt on the line against my guest at this time, Carlo Prater. What's going on, Carlo?
Nothing, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. Very excited to be talking with you. You have a huge debut in the WEC going up against Carlos Condit. Are you surprised with this being your first fight in World Extreme Cage Fighting that you got the title shot this quickly?
I'd be pleasantly surprised if anything, but I think I deserve the shot. I mean, I've fought a lot of people that have name value over the last, you know, several years, so I'm pleasantly surprised if anything.
Yeah, just because, you know, I mean, your resume speaks for itself, but usually, especially under the Zuffa-owned companies, the UFC in particular, most guys who make their debut in the promotion don't usually get a title shot right off the bat, yet they gave it to you right away. How did that make you feel in terms of how the company viewed you as a top contender in that division?
I mean, it was flattering that you know, that they considered me right off the bat, such a contender at that point, and it was a flattering ego boost at that point, and I really took the opportunity and ran with it, and I'm training so hard, and it's going to go down here in about a week, so I'm ready for it.
Was that the only fight that was offered to you right off the bat, or were there other fights discussed as well?
I'm actually not at liberty to talk about that right now. I've been asked by Zuffa to not disclose our arrangement, but I can tell you that I will be fighting for WC for a while.
Okay, interesting. All right. Okay, now, like I said, your resume is a great one. You've been fighting since 1998, and a lot of people are starting to learn a lot about you with, you know, with all the hype going down for this, with this title bout, and you are the first man to ever defeat Carlos Condit. He's got 4 losses on his career, but you are the first man to do it. You know, obviously you've looked at the tape, obviously you've studied him in the last few months leading up to this bout. Is there anything that you see differently between the Carlos Condit that you fought, you know, way back in 2004 and the one today in 2008?
Oh, for sure, yeah. He's much improved on the ground, and he looks to be a much more confident fighter as well. So those are the two main things.
Now, you defeated him via a triangle choke in only the first round, and since then, Condit has been on a roll, arguably one of the hottest fighters in WEC and in the welterweight division. I mean, do you view this fight kind of going the same way, or do you think that now, 4 years later, that there's a lot more wrinkles to have to deal with when dealing with him?
Well, the first fight was actually I won by rear naked choke, but the this fight, I see it going. It could go either one of two ways. It could be a very quick fight, or it could be a very long dragged out fight. So, you know, either scenario, I'm ready for it. I've trained harder than I ever have. My camp here has been absolutely, phenomenal. We've been really pushing the envelope so far as my preparation is concerned, and I'm ready for whatever scenario unfolds in the ring. That's for sure.
A lot of people, when you know, discussing the rankings as to who are the top 10 welterweights in the world, Condit would definitely fall in there, maybe, you know, on the lower side of, 8, 9, or 10. If you win this bout, I mean, obviously a lot of people haven't talked about you because you haven't fought on one of the major shows lately, but, I mean, a win in your first WEC event, capturing the title, where would you kind of put yourself in there with some of the top guys at 170?
You know, I really don't keep up with it that much so far as the rankings are concerned. I just want that belt, and that's my ultimate goal. I want to be considered a world champion, and it doesn't really matter if the two major organizations in the world are both Zuffa-owned at this point, which to me are WEC and the UFC. So capturing a title in either organization, to me, that's my goal. That's the goal. Is not to be ranked per se, but just to have a belt and carry it with honor and fight contenders afterwards. So that's what I'm looking at. I'm not really looking at being ranked or anything. So.
Yeah, what do you think of the whole WC UFC, you know, kind of relationship where both are obviously owned by Zuffa, as you mentioned, but they're trying to keep both promotions very separate? And really not have people view the WEC as a feeder promotion or kind of a second tier promotion. Do you view that? Do you view them as obviously not being at the same level because UFC has been around for many more years and they've established themselves as a leader in MMA, but are you happy and content with being part of the WEC and helping that promotion grow as a viable number two in the world?
For sure, they've got big plans for the WEC. They Zuffa knows what they're doing. They're looking at the long term, and they're trying to establish a parallel promotion to the UFC to pretty much dominate the MMA market here. And I'm glad I got on board at this time. I think it couldn't have come at a better time, and I'm really happy to be fighting for the WEC. That's for sure.
You know, there's so many big promotions coming out, especially in the last couple of years, trying to go up against the UFC with the IFL and Elite XC and all that, and even Pride from many years ago. And I look at all of the fights that you've been involved in, and you're one of the few guys out there that has such a great record, and you know, one of the top contenders, no doubt. But yet, you've never had a chance to fight on those major shows, never in Pride, never in the IFL, any of the major promotions, even the last few years. Why do you think that is?
I'd have to chalk it up to maybe managerial lack of managerial competence, and also on my own part, maybe I wasn't ready for the shot. I don't know. I try to just look at the positive side of things, and this is my shot now, and I'm gonna run with it. I'm gonna take it for everything that it's worth, you know.
You're represented now by Ken Pavia. You're happy with that relationship now?
No, most definitely. He's very confident, and I believe he's one of the better agents in the world, if not the best. So I'm very happy right now with my current representation, for sure.
And what about the fact that this bout taking place in Albuquerque, Carlos Condit's hometown, the other WEC events always been, you know, since Zuffa purchased the company, always been in Las Vegas at the Hard Rock. Now you're going into enemy territory, so to speak. Does that faze you at all? Because obviously the crowd is not going to be a Carlo Prater friendly crowd.
Yeah, but I mean, I really don't get too intimidated by that. The first time we fought, it was there, and I fought in Albuquerque, a teammate of his as well, and I know how the crowds can get, but I'm used to fighting in other people's territories. Just that's the way you like to look at it, and it's really no big deal. You still have to fight the fight, and you're not going to fight anybody afterwards or during. It's just the other man on the other side of the ring, and that's where he happens to live. So, no big deal to me. I really don't. I just, don't look at it anything other than it just being the current location of the fight, pretty much. So,
Yeah, I
not going
always
to be any
feel like
factor.
people put too much stock into that stuff. I mean, once you're in the cage and all the adrenaline is pumping, you really don't hear the crowd, right? I mean, even between rounds and whatnot, you're so zoned in, right?
Yeah, I mean, I really don't, at least. I try to look at it objectively, and we're just doing our job, and competing in our sport that we love, so it shouldn't really matter the venue or the location. And I fought all around the world, and I think that helped to have the current view that I have. Having fought in so many different promotions, I just don't get fazed by that anymore.
Now, at the last WEC event in December, the promotion announced that Condit would be fighting in February, yet your name wasn't announced. I thought that was kind of weird. I guess I figured that, you know, the bout wasn't signed yet. Was that the case? Because usually when promoting a bout, you want to, you know, show the challenger, you want to show the champion, build that up a bit, but it was only Condit's name mentioned. Was it just because at that point in December, the bout wasn't signed yet?
Well, I signed in mid-December, and maybe that was a factor. They hadn't signed me yet. I don't know. I can't really say. I don't know when this event went down, so
It
I
was
couldn't
around
really answer.
mid-December, so I guess maybe it was just a bad timing thing. Yet you go on the WEC website for the poster for the event. There's five guys shown in the three top matches. Yet your face is not there. Why no publicity for Carlo?
I really don't mind it went either way. I mean, after this fight, a lot of things are going to change, and I try to look at it like that. This is my time to shine. I've put in the hard work and taking this camp extremely seriously, and you know, a lot of things are going to change after Wednesday, that's for sure.
Yeah, they have a video of you on the front page, and I gotta say, you hear a lot of pre-fight interviews and whatnot, but you sound as legitimate as anyone in terms of your determination, in terms of how ready you were saying how you want, and I'm sure this was done several weeks or months ago, how you wanted to fight that day, how you were pumped. I mean, how has the training gone and that anxiety building up to finally get in the cage on your first nationally televised card for the title?
I'm gonna peak right. Saul, my trainer, we've definitely pushed the envelope. I've never trained this hard, and I'm in between that fine line between being overtrained and peaking correctly. And so, I think on Wednesday we're gonna see. I'm gonna shock a lot of people, and it's gonna. I'm gonna make a big impact, and I've. So I'm very thankful that I had the shot and that I've got such a great team to work with, you know.
Yeah, you mentioned Saul Solis, your trainer. Who are some of the other guys that you've been training for this fight?
I was trained in Brasília, Brazil, my home. I train with a lot of people down there, and when I signed for the fight, I went ahead and made arrangements to come up here and train with my main MMA trainer, Saul Solis, and there's been some pros pass through. My great friend Eve Edwards, we've sparred a lot here. He's now in Florida at Top Team. He's just left at the beach this week. Melvin Guillard has come in. We've got some other up and coming pros in Saul's gym here. Some amateur fighters as well. I've got a good mix. I've been rolling with full Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belts here in Houston as well. So I have a pretty good balanced mix of people to work with here in Houston.
How has the transition living over in Brasilia, I mean, meant for your career? You moved there, is, you know, just, I guess it was like several years ago, right?
Yeah, I was actually born in São Paulo, Brazil, and I lived in Brasília as a child till about 7 years old, and I moved back about 17. I stayed there for about 3 or 4 years, and I moved to Texas, and then I moved back after about 3 years living in Texas. So it's me being back home with all the moving I've done over my life. I mean, it's I really feel at home there. I have the support of everyone. I have a beautiful son, a beautiful wife. My dad lives you know, about 10 minutes from me, so I have the full support of the city. I have a lot of people to train with there. Not anybody that's known in the MMA community because they're starting out so far as MMA is concerned, but there's a lot of great fighters in each individual discipline there coming out of Brasília. So I have a lot of people to work with, and I love living there.
Well, Carlos, great to meet you, and best of
Thanks a
luck
lot, Eric.
this Wednesday. A huge title fight for you, a huge opportunity to cement your place as one of the top contenders in the welterweight division. Best of luck against Carlos Condit and beyond in your career in the WEC.
Thanks a lot, Ariel. I really appreciate that. If I could just thank a couple sponsors.
Sure, go ahead. Take your time.
Yeah, I'd like to thank MMA Authentics, Sprawl, House of Pain, Gamma O, Pitbull Mortgage School, Stars Guards, Mouth Guards, Fight Time Fitness, and MMAAgents.com for taking care of me.
Awesome stuff, Carlo. Thanks again. And like I said, best of luck this coming Wednesday.
Thanks a lot, Ariel. I appreciate this interview, buddy.